From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The International Monetary Fund has issued its latest world economic outlook that cuts growth forecasts this year to 3.2% from 3.4%. Maurice Obstfeld is the IMF's chief economist.
Global growth continues, but at an increasingly disappointing pace that leaves the world economy more exposed to negative risks. Growth has been too slow for too long.
The IMF says the U.S., Japan, European Union, and Southern Africa will all grow more slowly than previously expected. It said China's weakness has also had a spillover effect. It cited continued violent instability in places like Syria, the surge of refugees to Europe, and a rising tide of so-called inward-looking nationalism. It also pointed to the possible British exit from the European Union as potentially damaging to the fragile global economy. The gloomy assessment comes as economic and financial officials gather in Washington for this week's meetings, the World Bank, IMF, and G20. Italy's foreign minister, Paolo Gentiloni, Tuesday hailed Libya's nascent unity government as he became the first European diplomat to visit the North African country since the UN-mediated unity government arrived in Tripoli last month. Gentiloni met with the prime minister-designate Faisal Sarraj.
L'Italia farà la sua parte anche raccogliendo, come abbiamo fatto nel mese di
dicembre. The Italian foreign minister said Italy will do its part to gather support for the unity government. He said he expects other diplomats to follow his precedent-setting visit. The Italian diplomat said the establishment of the unity government aimed at ending years of chaos following the ouster of dictator Muammar Gaddafi is, in his words, a game-changer. This is VOA News. Refugees and migrants continue making the dangerous journey in search of safety and work in Europe. The Italian Coast Guard said Tuesday it rescued more than 2,000 migrants from the seas off Libya over the past 2 days. Meanwhile, hundreds of migrants have already volunteered to evacuate a camp along the Greek-Macedonian border, which has been the scene of violence, squalor, and muddy misery. Among them, 21-year-old Saeed from Iraq.
It's bad here. Very difficult to live. And happened here problem. And some people, Arab, doing problem.
Austria, meantime, said it's planning to bring back tighter controls of its border with Italy, fearing a new influx of migrants. Ukraine's parliament is preparing to vote on a new government and whether to approve the resignation of embattled Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. The 41-year-old Prime Minister announced Sunday he is stepping down in a bid to end the country's political stalemate. No fewer than 8 governments have put forward candidates for UN Secretary General, half of them women. Tuesday, the UN opened 3 days of extraordinary public hearings. Candidates fielded questions on global issues. Among them, Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres.
What I can promise is that I will work closely with the General Assembly and the Security Council to see how we can find mechanisms, namely in the action of the Secretariat and the agencies, to be more effective in addressing not only the needs to fight terrorism, but the ways to avoid some of the mechanisms terrorism utilizes in today's global society.
Guterres in December stepped down as head of the UN Refugee Agency. Among the other candidates, Bulgaria's Irina Bokova, head of UNESCO, and New Zealand's Helen Clark, who leads the UN Development Program. Embattled Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday lashed out at Vice President Michel Temer, calling him a traitor and a conspirator, trying to engineer a coup against her with impeachment proceedings.
Ontem ficou claro que existem.
She said it's clear he and the lower house speaker are acting together in a premeditated way to gather support for her impeachment in a lower house vote that could occur by week's end. Critics accuse her of violating financial rules to hide budgetary problems by shifting around government accounts ahead of her re-election 2 years ago. The U.S. Defense Department says at least 12 people were killed in new airstrikes targeting al-Shabaab militants in southern Pentagon, in southern Somalia. A Pentagon spokesman said unmanned drones were used. Zambian police have arrested 2 journalists after a published story alleged President Edgar Lungu went nightclubbing and playing pool at taxpayers' expense. They were released after posting bond. Critics say the government's trying to intimidate its opponents. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.